Shalom and blessed be the name of the Lord. We continue to look at the book of Romans. We are following confronting the spirit of guilt in this family. But this particular time now, we are in Romans 11, and we want to look at it from verses 13 to verses 24. This section, we want to look at how the Gentile brother can avoid two extremes, two inappropriate extreme in the father's table. One, he can suffer, or he suffered from the low self-esteem. When the prodigal son came back home, could have suffered from that, but after he was there and he discovered God, the father accepted him. Anyhow, he went to the other extreme of suffering from high self-esteem. So we are looking at how can we confront those two negative, inappropriate responses. So we focus on understanding how to confront Gentiles' two negative extremes before the presence of the father's table. When the prodigal son came back home, he suffered from guilty concerns and low self-esteem. The father accepted him at the table just as he was. After being at the father's table for some time and discovering that the father accepted him just the way he was, the opposite negative extreme for the prodigal son came upon him, and he started to suffer from pride and high self-esteem, which is equally dangerous. So this session reminds the Gentile brother to keep humble, that he was to keep humble by reminding him that he was a wild olive branch, which was grafted into the cultivated olive tree. It's amazing how the Gentile comes home. It's amazing how we can pick any child and we can adopt a child from there out. And when they come home, they start to fight the children that you have. They come and feel also entitled. In fact, they feel that they are the one who is supposed to be there. And they feel also entitled, it is ours. It's amazing how the spirit of a man can forget the grace of God that has picked us. May we never forget from where God picked us from. May we forever remember that we were olive, we were wild olive branch. May we never forget that we have been grafted. May we forever remember that we where the Lord picked us from. This God would always remind the children of Israel that, remember, I found you born and you are thrown away at the bath waters. Your cord was not cut. You are dirty. You are dying. And I picked you up. I washed you up. I bathed you. I put ointment on you. I clothed you. I brought you to my home and I made you mine. And now every time he would forget what God did for him, God will forever remind him. And this is what this section is all about. So, but God is reminding the Gentiles not to be humble, not to be proud, not to brag, but to remember. And he used the image of grafting in agriculture, that they have been grafted. The Gentiles have been grafted into the commonwealth of Israel, which now they enjoy. That they destroyed their portion, that's true, with wild living. But they have been accepted back, and that should make them humble forever in their lives. But also here, we are made to look at God's true nature that God has, that God's, God's nature, and how we need to respond to God's mercy. Sometimes God is tough. Sometimes God is not tough. He has the true nature. He can show them at any one time. So let's be reminded of this. Let's forget and never take the teaching of replacement, the theology of replacement, which is ungodly and biblical. The theology of replacement says that the Jews have been replaced by the Gentile. That when the Jews sinned, God picked the Gentiles, the church, and God gave the church the praise of the Jews. That is the teaching that is there. That theology is so apparent. That is ungodly, is unscriptural, because this part of the scripture is saying, no, we Gentiles cannot replace the Jews. All Jews shall be saved. When Jesus comes again, all Jews that will be alive then will be taken home. They will be picked. We have not come to take the roots. We are the branches. We have only been grafted into that. We are getting the benefit of the grafted branch. Our relationship to the branch and the roots means that we are actually benefiting from that. And this is what God meant when he told Abraham, you shall be a blessing to the nations. That's very true. God is fulfilling what he desired. His purpose was that the Jews would become a light to the Gentiles. Whether they liked it or not, that was God's desire. So God is using them here. He's cutting them off, and we are being grafted, not replaced, grafted. That's the word. And I think this is what we need to keep on getting all the time. Now, if you look at verses 12, maybe verses 13, it means, I'm saying all this, especially to you Gentiles. You see now, here, the author is speaking to the Gentiles. He's speaking to Gentiles. And he says, God has appointed me as the apostle to the Gentiles. And I stress this. This Paul talks about this. For I want somehow to make the people of Israel jealous of what you Gentiles have, so I might save some of them. So Paul is saying that God has chosen Paul to reach out to the Gentiles, us, and that's what he did, so that he can make the firstborn son jealous. And once they are jealous, once they see what the father is doing to a foreign, to a wild olive branch, or to a wild son that has come back, to a son that he has picked from out there. I'm using the imagery or the image of when you take a child from the street, and when the children have refused and not honored what the father has done, but the father wants to create that jealousy so that they can be able to claim what is theirs. I like this. For since the rejection meant that God offered salvation to the rest of the world, the acceptance will be even more wonderful. It will be like life of those who were dead. And since Abraham and the patriarch were holy, their descendants will be holy, just as the entire batch of dough is holy, because the portion given as an offering is holy. For if the roots of the tree are holy, the branches will be holy too. But some of these branches from Abraham's tree, some of the people of Israel have been broken off, and you Gentiles, who are branches from a wild olive tree, have been grafted in. So now you also receive a blessing. So now you also receive the blessing God has promised Abraham. May God bless this. And us as his children, sharing in the rich nourishment from the root of God's special olive tree, But you must not brag about being grafted in to replace the branch that you are broken off, that you are broken off. You are just a branch, not the root. This is the message that we are getting here. You are just a branch, not the root. Don't brag. Be humble. Worship God. Love God. Take this and tell God thank you. Well, you see, these branches were broken off to make room for me. Yes. But remember, those branches were broken off because they didn't believe in Christ. And you are there because you do believe. So don't think highly of yourself, but fear what could happen. For if God did not spare the original branch, he wouldn't spare you either. Notice how God is both kind and severe. He is severe to those who disobey, but kind to you if you continue to trust in his kindness. But if you stop trusting, you also will be cut off. For if the people of Israel turn from their unbelief, for if the people of Israel turn from their unbelief, they'll be grafted in again, for God has the power to graft them back into the tree. You by nature were a branch cut from a wild olive tree. So if God were willing to do something contrary to nature by grafting you into the cultivated tree, he will be more eager to graft the original branches back into the tree where they belong. Now, this is just to summarize and say, this second-born son who has wasted his life out there should not forget that they were wild olive by nature. They have been accepted by the Father. They should not brag. They should not take themselves more highly. And I think this is sobering. They should not come to think that they have come to replace. We have been reminded that it is because of unbelief that God temporarily cut his firstborn son so that we could be grafted in. But we were brought in because we believed. If we also become unbeliever, we also be cut off. But if the Jews believe again, they'll be regrafted again. So that is the principle that we learn here. God is severe and God is gentle. Severe to those who disobey and kind to those who believe. May we learn to come to the side of God. May we never become unbelief. Father, we thank you. Help us not to be unbelievers because of the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. But even help us as Gentiles, as we have come back home, not to think highly of what we ought to. Help us to measure or to be able to know our little worth. Our little worth is because of Jesus Christ. It's not because of work. Help us not to see ourselves as we are not. But help us always to look at ourselves based on the word of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.